Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
You're listening to Bach in the Black Shirt on air and online at theticketfm.com.
All right, y'all, I got a little news bit right here. A young Georgia fan who refused to sing Rocky Top Mountain at his school, I guess he go to school in Tennessee, got tickets to the Sugar Bowl as a gift from Georgia fans.
Attaboy.
Yeah, Bach, you can see him, the whole school is singing Rocky Top Mountain. He's sitting there like a mute.
He's like this.
I refuse to sing it.
He's just shaking his head. Nope.
Yep. Good for him.
Good for him. That was a good one.
Yep. Good job, Georgia, for taking care of that young man.
All right, Bach. Trayvon Diggs and his brother. Well, Trayvon Diggs got released from the Dallas Cowboys today. I don't know how much money he gets a guarantee, because what contract did he sign, Bach?
I have to go back and look at it. I mean, he was the defensive player of the year for years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or up for it. I don't know if he actually won it. But.
Yeah. Now he's gone. Cowboys is a dumpster fire, by the way. Yeah.
They're bad. I mean, they're about worse than my Falcons. But then his brother had an incident happen on December 2nd. Now he's facing charges of felony strangulation and misdemeanor assault. So the NFL has not ruled on that yet. But he may be missing the playoffs after all, Buck.
New England's having a good run, too.
Yeah.
They're having a really good season. So, yeah, that may hurt New England.
Yeah, he's their leading receiver.
Yeah, that may hurt them.
Yeah, I don't know how much he signed for.
Yeah, so it was all the way back in 2011 when he kind of had his breakout campaign with 11 picks. Was not defensive player of the year, so I stand corrected there, but I had to be close to it. Since then, spent a few seasons in Dallas, has kind of been banged up, only played in seven games this past year. So obviously best ability, or one of the best abilities, is availability. And he hasn't had as much of that in the last three seasons.
All right, Bach. The NCAA says they will not grant eligibility to any prospect or returning student athlete who has signed an NBA contract, including a two-way contract.
Love it.
So they're going to get stricter on the rules of letting older guys back into the college world.
Love it.
Yeah, it needs to probably happen. Obviously a lot of people are kind of looking at a couple of those players that have played some G League ball, getting back into it. Even a player that was drafted in the NBA draft that's getting back into it because he played overseas. So got to do something again. And I'm hopeful that NCAA and college basketball can try to stand up on their own and not just wait for all these football decisions to kind of come down.
Yeah. Bach, there are 1,397 college football players in the transfer portal.
That's it?
As of right now.
I thought there was more.
It's going to be more.
Yeah, remember, it doesn't officially open until Friday, and then the floodgates will open, I think, is the expectation. Dana Holgerson even talking about kind of dominoes. Yeah. Are going to start falling, especially in the quarterback room. So we'll see how that plays out. Might know by Friday who Nebraska is going to be bringing in for competition with TJ Lateef. Or we might at least know, in the very least, some names that won't be on the board for that, because I'm interested to see how much of it, it's kind of like NFL free agency too. Like every once in a while, it's like, all right, free agency hits at midnight. And then at midnight, you get all the deals that are announced. It's like, well, free agency just hit. How did they get all this done in less than a minute?
Come on, man. You know how they got all this done. Yeah, that behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. tampering.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra-lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to finish this off with a little Nebraska talk. I think tomorrow when the game comes on, if Nebraska wants to win, they have to play like their hair's on fire. Just play football. You know, do more thinking before you react. You know, be smart about things because this is a powerful, big offensive line for the guys. Also a big defensive line. I think, you know, run behind the blockers. You know, we don't have a guy like Emmett who created stuff by himself with his moves. So these guys have to be creative back there. Somebody's going to have to take this running back position either way it goes, you know. But at the same time, just, you know, play your game and just play Husker football.
Yeah, it's going to be a big one that we kind of mentioned earlier. I think this game is going to come down to the ground game. And as people have been kind of stating all along, maybe that doesn't fit so well for Nebraska going up against the number two rushing defense. But again, on the opposite side of that ball, Utah's defense has struggled mightily against the run themselves. 112th in the nation coming into it. Kansas State had a running back pop off for 293 yards against them in one of their final games. So it is possible to get to the Utes that way. They're also going to be without two of their best defensive linemen. So if Nebraska can get the run game going, I think they can keep this game closer than what people think. And of course, they're going to have to do their best to keep Utah contained in their mobile quarterback with that as well in their high powered offense. So I think as is often the case for Nebraska and in the Big Ten, this is kind of a Big Ten like opponent. The better team on the ground is going to win. And that hasn't been Nebraska more often than not this year, but if you want a chance to, you know, all you can ask for an opportunity to kind of change that narrative. And remember Nebraska and Mike Riley's first season years back, nobody expected them to come out and dominate the ground against UCLA. They did, surprisingly won that game and kind of changed the narrative heading into the offseason. Hopefully we can see a repeat performance from that.
Will we have a running 100-yard rusher?
Better be. I just don't know who.
Will we have a 100-yard rusher? Will be? Farley?
I don't know.
That's the key.
I don't know.
Because you're missing a lot of yards with him and not playing.
Oh, yeah.
So.
And that's what it comes down to, too, is that we're kind of talking about what was Nebraska's identity throughout the year, and it was kind of changing. The identity certainly just became Emmett Johnson. So you're going to have to find a different identity or something to make it work. Maybe it's TJ Lateef. We talked about it, Kenny, in the break. Utah should be plenty ready for a mobile quarterback because they've got two of their own. I mean, that's the system they run. So they practice against it. You just got to find a way to be 1 point better than Utah and shock the college football world tomorrow.
Got to be 1 point better.
By the way, before we get out of here, Chip Kelly to Northwestern as the offensive coordinator. Quick thoughts.
Farley, you made a comment on break.
What'd you say now?
Oh, the Chip Kelly to Northwestern. Want to get a quick thought on that.
Farley on break was quoted as saying, doesn't fit, but they do.
It doesn't fit.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a high-powered guy, and you don't have high-powered players over there. I mean, they're smart, but I don't think they're that great of athletes to change that around in 1 year. Might be a learning experience. Might be a one and done for Chip Kelly again. So who knows? Last four years haven't been great for him.
They have not.
He's just like the guy that Bill Belichick hired.
Oh, Petrino.
Yeah. They bowed on their deathbed of college football. 93.7 The Ticket. Bach in the Black Shirt. K-Dub Tuesday. We will have a lot more coming up. What is that, Bach?
Friday. Y'all on Friday, right?
No, we're on tomorrow.
Oh, y'all on tomorrow?
Yeah, we're on tomorrow.
Oh, pregame. Yeah. Pre-game. Not Bach in the Black Shirt,
no,
though.
Pre-game. Not Bach in the Black Shirt. Pregame starts at 12 o'clock. The whole crew will be in. DP, Jake Sorensen, and Nick Sainert will be live in Vegas. And the rest of us guys will be live here in the studio on 1040 10th O Street. 93.7 The Ticket. We out.
If you Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.